exploit the enemy's vulnerabilities. However, during the war in the Persian Gulf, I became vulnerable as the lone person on the fantail of an enemy ship filled with a crew working for Saddam Hussein. On yet another occasion, despite being a master of cover and concealment, I lay naked on an aircraft runway in a third world country with bullet holes in both legs, the right leg nearly blown off by an AK-47 bullet. Sometimes we must face what we try to avoid. In the morning darkness of September 18, 1993, in Mogadishu, Somalia, Casanova and I crept over the ledge of a retaining wall and climbed to the top of a six-story tower. Even at this early hour, there were already people moving around. Men, women, and children relieved themselves in the streets. I smelled the morning fires being lit, fueled by dried animal dung and whatever else people could find to burn. The fires heated any food the Somalis had managed to obtain. Warlord Idid knew fully the power of controlling the food supply. Every time I saw a starving child, I blamed Idid for his evil power play that facilitated this devastation of life. The tower we were on was located in the middle of the Pakistani compound. The Pakistanis were professional and treated us with great respect. When it was tea time, the boy in charge of serving always brought us a cup. I had even developed a taste for the fresh goat milk they used in the tea. The sounds and scents of the goat herd in the compound reached my senses as Casanova and I crawled onto the outer lip at the top of the tower. There we lay, prone, watching a large garage, a vehicle body shop that had no roof. Surrounding the garage was a city of despair. Somalis trudged along with their heads and shoulders lowered. Helplessness dimmed their faces, and starvation pulled the skin tight across their bones. Because this was a better part of town, multi-level buildings stood in fairly good repair. There were concrete blockhouses instead of the tin and wooden lean-to sheds that dominated most of the city and countryside. Nevertheless, the smell of human waste and death mixed with hopelessness filled the air. Yes, hopelessness has a smell. People use the term developing countries, but that is bullcrap. What developed in Somalia was things such as hunger and fighting. I think developing countries is just a term used to make the people who coined it feel better. No matter what you call them, starvation and war are two of the worst events imaginable. I calculated the exact distances to certain buildings. There are two primary considerations when making a sniper shot: windage and elevation. Because there was no significant wind that could throw my shot left or right, I didn't have to compensate for it. Elevation is the variable considered for range or distance to the target. Since most of my potential targets were between 200 yards, garage, and 650 yards, intersection beyond the target garage, I dialed my scope in at 500 yards. This way I could just hold my rifle higher or lower depending on range. When the shooting began, there would be no time to dial in range corrections on my scope between shots. We started our surveillance at 0600. While we waited for our agent to give us the signal, I played different scenarios over in my mind. One enemy popping out at one location, then another popping up at another location, and so on. I would acquire, aim, and even do a simulated trigger pull, going through my rehearsed breathing and follow-through routine while picturing the actual engagement. Then I simulated reloading and getting back into my loopholed 10-power scope, continuing to scan for more booger eaters. I had done this dry firing and actual firing thousands of times, wet, dry, muddy, snowbound, from a dug-in hole in the ground, from an urban sniper hide through a partially open window, and nearly every which way imaginable. The words they had drilled into our heads since we began SEAL training were true: the more you sweat in peacetime, the less you bleed in war. This particular day, I was charged with making sure none of my Delta Force buddies sprang a leak as I covered their insertion into the garage. My buddies not bleeding in war was every bit as important as my not bleeding. Our target for this mission was Osman Ali Atto, Warlord Idid's main financier. Although Casanova and I would have been able to recognize the target from our previous surveillance, we were required to have confirmation of his identity from the CIA asset